Is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Democratic governors from New York, Minnesota, and Illinois testifying at a Republican-led House Oversight Committee hearing. It comes as immigration raids in Los Angeles have sparked nearly a week of protests and led to President Trump deploying federal troops to the sanctuary city against the governor's wishes. ABC's Jay O'Brien has details.
Well, Republicans on this panel push these Democratic governors, saying that they are breaking the law by not cooperating with federal immigration enforcement. We've seen Democrats on this panel do the same thing and say the administration is breaking the law with this troop deployment.
At least one person has survived the crash in northwest India. Officials say there were 240 people on board when the Boeing 787 went down. The NTSB is sending a team to help in the investigation. A New York judge today declaring a mistrial in the Harvey Weinstein sex assault case after jurors could not reach a decision on a rape charge. Yesterday, the movie producer was convicted on one count of a criminal sex act and acquitted on a second count. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Tonight's Common Council meeting will feature a number of important decisions. Among them is approving the Haven on Main Development Project, measures to allow the School District of La Crosse to begin work on a pair of elementary schools, and a resolution to increase the stormwater utility rate to fund capital projects and keep up with inflation through 2029. Meanwhile, next week's La Crosse County Board of Supervisors meeting is canceled. The June meeting isn't happening due to a lack of agenda items. La Crosse County joined several other counties of the state of Wisconsin in setting a new tourism record. The county's economic impact from tourism went up 3.4% to $519 million. La Crosse County brought in an additional $1.3 million in local taxes and over $12 million in direct visitor spending, a nearly 4% increase. Bordering counties Monroe, Jackson, and Trempealeau all saw decreases in tourism impact, while Vernon County saw its economic impact increase by 4.4%. The state grew by 3.3%. Once again this summer, Gunderson is offering free meals for children. Amplify Health by Gunderson will serve the free meals at its cafeteria for anyone under 18 years old from 6:30 until 9:30 a.m. and from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. Meals are available Monday through Friday except for federal holidays. Gunderson will serve the free meals through August 20th. Funding for the free meals comes from the USDA. A full list of summer meal programs for kids in Wisconsin can be found on the DPI website or by calling 211. A bridge crossing the Mississippi River to the south of La Crosse is open once again. The Blackhawk Bridge, which takes motorists from Wisconsin to Lansing, Iowa, reopened Monday morning. It was closed on May 17th due to one of its piers moving, but Iowa DOT officials said the bridge is safe to cross. The DOT said that it is planning future closures due to construction of the 94-year-old bridge's replacement, which is set to open in 2027. The current bridge was also closed last year for nearly 2 months for emergency repairs. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
The Redbirds come to town. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Brewers open a four-game set against the Cardinals tonight in Milwaukee. The Crew losing 6-2 yesterday to the Braves. Rookie right-hander Chad Patrick gave up 5 runs in his 5 innings.
I don't know, honestly. It may be a little hesitation for sure, but it was one of those days where it's a little hotter out there. Early on, just felt like I was behind in the counts. And then as we got going, was able to mix in some more breaking balls and changeups. So just one of those days, you know.
NBA Finals, the Pacers beat the Thunder 116-107 to take a 2-1 lead in that series. NFL, Packers minicamp, Matt LaFleur on why they're taking a look at wide receiver Bo Melton at defensive back, the same position Melton's brother Max plays for the Cardinals.
His brother's a pretty good player as well. I just thought that if there is somebody that could potentially do both, he would be that guy.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy today, but still mild, with highs making it to the mid-70s and a chance of scattered showers and storms this afternoon. Those continue through this evening, overnight, and even lingering through tomorrow, too. Now, there could be spots of sunshine, and temperatures still stay comfortable in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
In sitcoms, when someone has a problem, they just blurt it out and move on.
Well, I lost my job and my parakeet is missing. How was your day?
But the real world is different. Managing life's challenges can be overwhelming. So, what do? We get support. The Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council have mental health resources available for you at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. See how much further you can go when you take care of your mental health.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Lily Roberts, she is from the Center for American Progress Action Fund.
They're trying to pretend that this bill would be good for the working class because of this really small carve out to our tax laws. The no tax on tips piece does not at all even come close to addressing the problem of wages in this country. You know, a third of workers who work for tips in the first place don't make enough money to pay taxes at all.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
At 4 o'clock, the Wisconsin Policy Forum drops a bombshell report on the impacts of the big, brutal bill in Wisconsin. I'm joined by their communications director, and we break it down.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matt and Air on Air.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. Families arrested in L.A. ICE raids. Turns out there's apparently no detention facilities in Los Angeles for these folks. So they are being confined in basements of office buildings. This is insane. This is from The Guardian today. Manvi Singh writing, as federal agents rush to arrest immigrants across L.A., they confine detainees, including families with small children, in a stuffy office basement for days without sufficient food and water. The children, the youngest of whom is 3 years old, were provided a bag of chips, a box of animal crackers, and a mini carton of milk as their sole rations for an entire day. Agents told the family they did not have any water to provide during the family's first day of detention. On the second day, all five were given a single bottle of water to share. The one fan in the room was pointed directly towards the guard rather than toward the families in confinement, they told lawyers. No beds, no showers, sleep on the floor. That's pretty grim, but that ain't nothing compared to Gitmo. Trump is now preparing to send 9,000 people to Guantanamo. They're right now running medical vetting on these people to determine if they're healthy enough to survive the trip and you know, be in Guantanamo Bay. This is a concentration camp. I mean, let's be very clear about this. Even during 9/11 times, it was a concentration camp. People did not have access to their lawyers. They did not have the due process that the Constitution requires. I realize in some cases they did, but broadly speaking, a concentration camp is a place. What differentiates a concentration camp from a prison is that concentration camps don't have due process. You can't invoke habeas corpus rights in a concentration camp. You can in a prison. Concentration camps generally exist beyond the law. And that's why I would say that Trump has, you know, is now expanding Gitmo and turning it into a concentration camp for brown-skinned people. And let's be very clear about this. Stephen Miller and Donald Trump's war, I mean, you know, Trump went to speak to the troops, right, at Fort Bragg and had his swag dealers there selling cards that said white privilege cards, right? Issued at birth, expires when you die, right? I mean, it's just obscene. This is what it's all about. It's all about, you know, getting brown people out of this country, terrorizing them, telling them, don't even bother coming here. Oh, we'll take some white people from South Africa, but none of the black people. Thank you very much. And down at Gitmo, I mean, you know, these people are going to be held indefinitely without access to lawyers. Past detainees at Guantanamo Bay faced years of detention, in many cases never seeing a lawyer. Never having a trial. Journalists, lawyers, and human rights groups have historically faced major barriers to accessing Gitmo. And because it's outside U.S. jurisdiction, it allows the government to operate in this legal gray zone where there are fewer constitutional considerations. Here are the reasons why people are calling Guantanamo Bay a concentration camp. Number one, mass detention based on identity. Right? It's not that you broke the law. Being in the United States without permission is not a crime. It's a civil offense. It's not a criminal offense. And now, you know, we'll see who they send to Gitmo. But and the second thing is that an awful lot of these people, I mean, they're just desperate for the low-hanging fruit. So what they're doing is you've got people who came here through the proper legal channels, people who showed up at the border and said, I want to claim asylum. Here's my story. They were told, great, here's a paper. You have permission to be here in the United States. You have permission to work while you're claim is being processed, and eventually you will either be given permission to stay here permanently or you're going to have to leave. But a judge is going to determine that. So these people show up for their regular court hearings. That's part of the process of determining whether they can eventually get a green card or even citizenship. And ICE comes in and says, we're dropping all the charge. You know, we're dropping, the whole process. We're just suspending it. In other words, they no longer have that claim of asylum. So suddenly they're here without documentation. They no longer have permission to be here, and they get instantly arrested. People who think they're doing the right thing. So anyway, number one, mass detention based on identity. That's a concentration camp. Number two, inhumane conditions. Gitmo, I mean, they're going to have people sleeping outside in tents. In an island where, you know, in the summer, in the Caribbean, during the hurricane season, legal isolation, characteristic of concentration camps, the deliberate use of Guantanamo lets the government evade normal legal protections, and indefinite holding. There's no clear timeline or plan for processing or releasing these people that Trump wants to send down there. This is just wrong. This is not America. Donald Trump is trying to turn our country into Russia. His role model has always been Vladimir Putin, or maybe Adolf Hitler, I don't know. But, you know, according to his first wife, he slept with a book of Hitler's speeches on the bed table next to him. It's the only book he ever read, according to her. Of course, then she fell down some stairs and got buried at Trump's golf course. Tell me there's not anything weird about that. Anyway, you know, when they fall down the stairs in Russia, we know what's going on, right? All right, what's on your mind? Tim in Chico, California. Hey, Tim, what's up?
Hi, I wanted to talk to you about a show I heard on NPR about 20 years ago I think you'll be interested in.
Okay.
They had an expert on voting machines on, and he did a compare and contrast to the Nevada Gaming Commission, and they do require that anyone that wants to have a gaming machine in Nevada has to provide their software, non-disclosure agreement. They go over it and make sure that it is on the up and up as much as a gambling machine can be made, and they therefore have never had a leak of that information getting out of the Nevada Gaming Commission, so I see no reason we couldn't do the same with voting machines.
Oh, we absolutely should. If the reports from Lulu Freestad's group are correct, these machines in these swing states and in New York State as well were given a software patch just before the election, and it was called a de minimis patch, which means that they didn't have to disclose what it was or why they were installing it. And now you've got, you know, one county anyway, or one precinct in New York State where Kirsten Gillibrand got thousands and thousands of votes and Kamala Harris got none, which makes absolutely no sense. And in fact, I intend today to reach out to Lula Freestadt and just, you know, see if she's around and see if she wants to come on the show and talk about it. This is bizarre stuff. Tim, thank you. That's a great, great point you made. Thank you so much. Rich in Central Woolley, Washington. Hey, Rich, what's up?
Well, you're talking about the state's convention on constitutional convention with your guest the other day.
Yeah.
Victoria. Anyway, she had great ideas, you know, great things going on. But here we are once again playing defense. Where is our crew? Where is our, you know, constitutional proposal? Because when they throw theirs out, we got to have an alternate so we can say, look, they're trying to do this. We got a better plan right here. Now let's put them side by side and vote on it. Yeah. I know that you believe the Supreme Court's doing this job for them, but I think they're going to want to go forward with it just to enshrine what they're working on.
Oh, they absolutely are. They're dead serious about it. And I would love to see, you know, constitutional amendments that establish health care as a right, education as a right, housing as a right, food as a right, and voting as a right in the United States, and that reverse Citizens United and say that having money in elections is not a right.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is FDR's, second Bill of Rights.
A move towards a parliamentary system would appeal to a lot of fringe groups. And
I'm not sure it would be a terrible thing. I just don't think that it would ever pass, because I don't think most Americans have any idea what a parliamentary system even is.
Yeah, I just think that it would get our version to pass because it would attract, you know, constitutionalists, libertarians, and folks who want a bigger say in the government than they have right now.
Yeah. Well, just making voting a right, I think, you know, moves, and getting big money out of politics moves us in that direction in a big way, in my opinion. Rich, thanks for the call.
Where's our panel?
There you go. I get it. I totally get it. 16 minutes past the hour. I'll be right back. Stick around.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's the place where smart people get their news. We'll be right back with your calls. Lately, it seems like the wall between church and state is under full-scale attack. In Texas, lawmakers want to post the Ten Commandments in public school classrooms and give school boards power to approve prayer sessions and Bible readings. At the federal level, a new bill just passed the House that removes Medicaid coverage for gender-affirming care, not just for youth, but everyone. And the Supreme Court? They're about to hear a case that could let religious charter schools access public funding, completely blurring the line between church and state. If this sounds extreme, that's because it is. The Freedom From Religion Foundation has been pushing back since 1978. They're on the front lines defending the Constitution, making sure public funds, public schools, and public policy stay secular. If you believe in facts over faith-based legislation, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/freedom or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 and become a member today. Join us and go to ffrf.us/freedom or text Hartman to 511-511 to support their work. Because when religion starts driving public policy, democracy takes a back seat. Text fees may apply.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In discussions over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill, backed by Donald Trump, that's making its way through Congress, none other than Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has emerged as the most prominent Republican critic of the bill, saying at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event that it is, quote, not even close to adequate. Johnson has said he wants spending cuts to go even further, including making cuts to Medicaid. But Johnson's position as a critic of this bill makes him especially influential in these negotiations. But let's not forget the last time he was in a similar position. In 2017, he was a critic of the Trump tax cut bill, but what he fought for was a tax break for certain types of businesses, perhaps not coincidentally, businesses owned by his largest donors, Dick and Liz Uihlein. In 2018 alone, the Uihleins received more than $200 million in tax breaks because of this bill. So as the Big Beautiful Bill is negotiated in the Senate, let's not forget this piece of recent history.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation area.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our estate with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant. 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's our Scotty Summer statewide text to win contest on your local Civic Media radio station. For a complete list of contest rules, log on civicmedia.us/contest-terms. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
All right, time to visit with Melissa Baldoff as we talk climate issues. Acting FEMA chief told staff he didn't know about U.S. hurricane seasons.
What?
Speechless too.
I mean,
I love it. We're all just sitting here like, what?
If it is a joke, and I don't know that it is, it's not a funny one. We've seen more deadly hurricanes, so we have every reason to expect it will be a bad hurricane season.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
They told us a story, said it was ours to own. A house, a job, a place to call home. Our fathers and mothers worked their hands to the bone. Believed in a promise, never felt so alone. Now it's the betrayal of the American dream. What we once held high is unraveling at the seams. From the factories to the fields, we're losing ground. While the ones at the top, they just doubled down. The betrayal of the American dream. They've stolen the future, silenced the scream. Unions busted. Just kept low. Millionaires buying out what they don't even know. They talk about freedom, but it comes at a cost. And the soul of a nation is everything we've lost. This is the betrayal of the American dream. What we once held high is unraveling at the seams. From the classrooms to the coastlines, job shipped out while the rich.
Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Wayne in Brattleboro, North Carolina? Or is it Brattleboro? Wayne, listen on Sirius XM.
I'm sorry. No, actually, I'm currently in Augusta, Georgia.
In Augusta, Georgia. Okay. Are you a driver?
I'm an over-the-road driver.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
yes,
okay.
Sir.
So what's on your mind, Wayne?
Well, you were talking earlier. I had my wife look it up. The guy, it looks like that the deal for people putting butts in seats is real, the fillers. But they're paying them in
cryptocurrency.
Trump's coin, cryptocurrency. And my wife looked it up. I had her look it up. And sure enough, the guy that's supplying that's paying the bill, so to speak, is a longtime Trump associate. And so you're being paid in perfectly worthless coin. And what I find amazing about it is that she looked up and we cannot find anybody, not even the Trump store, that accepts it. So you're being paid $1,000 in perfectly worthless merchandise.
Or so-called cryptocurrency. Yeah, I know it's
right,
hysterical,
exactly.
Wayne. And now, by the way, the National Weather Service tells us that there's going to be severe thunderstorms Saturday afternoon and evening in Washington, D.C. So it looks like God's not happy with Trump either.
But you're talking about, you know, what's going on down in Florida and everything. Where they're trying to get the child labor and everything like that.
Yeah.
And I'm looking back, I'm only 53 years old. So, you know, we're talking back in the late 70s, early 80s. I remember, you know, back then it seemed like, you know, every kid that was over 12 years old, between 10 and 12 years old, if you weren't out mowing mowing lawns, raking leaves and stuff like that. You know, I remember though at the time we were still able to actually go out and work on the farm. If you were on a farm, it didn't matter because
there's always been an ag exemption in every state for family farms. I mean, there's always been that.
But what changed?
Go ahead.
Right, I'm sorry. What changed? What people got to remember? What actually changed? It's the safety issue is what is the biggest changer in the public opinion was because kids were getting hurt on these, you know, working in these different places.
Yep.
But it's always been, you know, 14 to 16, like you said earlier, you know, working bagging for, you know, for the elderly and carrying groceries out, stuff like that.
Yep.
14 to 16 has always been able to do that for a few years.
Yeah.
I get that, but
what DeSantis wants is for these.
I appreciate your time, John.
Thank you, Wayne. What DeSantis wants is for these kids to be able to work more than 8 hours and overnight shifts. I mean, this is crazy stuff. All righty, I got a phone call here from the last four digits are 0418. It says you're calling from Greenfield, Massachusetts. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Kip, and
hey,
I'm
Kip.
Calling from West Mass, and I have a comment and a question.
Sure. You're calling from where, I'm sorry?
Western Mass.
Western Massachusetts, okay.
Yes, sir.
So what's up?
I would like to propose a AOC, either Shapiro, Newsom, or Pritzker team for 2028.
I'd vote for it.
But my question is, Trump is on his way to wrecking all the guardrails and just wrecking America. And I don't think our system, political system, as it currently exists, provides for a means of, I don't want to use the word eliminate, but removing him from office.
Yeah, stopping or mitigating the damage. I agree. Our political system depends on, is based on the assumption that, generally speaking, people of goodwill who are honoring the law are at the very least going to be president. And instead, we've got a convicted felon in the White House.
I don't think we can wait until 2016.
Yeah, I don't know what to do with it, Kip. Kip, thanks for the call. I got to run.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
You probably heard the rumor, you can't regrow cartilage. But what if that's not entirely true? Science has discovered a unique protein that may help support joint cartilage regeneration naturally. Imagine moving freely without stiffness or pain. And the bonus? A glowing, hydrated look with fewer fine lines and wrinkles. Meet Native Path Collagen, a clean, single-ingredient formula made with hydrolyzed collagen peptides. No fillers, no additives, no artificial junk. It's third-party tested for purity and packed with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the ones your body needs the most for healthy joints, skin, bones, hair, nails, and gut. Louise and I love this product. Just 2 scoops a day delivers 18 grams of protein. Mix it into coffee, tea, or any drink. It's completely flavorless and easy to use. Louise puts a scoop in our coffee in the morning. Consistency is the key. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. Only available at getnativepath.com/Tom. That's getnativepath.com/THOM. Feel better, look younger, start your transformation today.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. That's 800-399-3706.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, his new column suggests Governor Evers should not run for another term. Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor, joins us. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
For Civic Media News, I'm Brittany Merlot. Ticks. These little parasites live for about 2 years.
Ticks don't die in the winter. They hibernate like a bear. So as soon as it gets above freezing, they potentially can come out.
That's Dr. James Thatcher, a physician at the Aspirus Tick-Borne Illness Center. Summer is known as tick season because temperatures between 70 and 90 degrees are ideal for breeding and make the ticks more active.
Yeah, I know Bambi is really cute in my backyard, but 1,000 ticks per deer. So you really want to keep your distance from Bambi. That's the first thing. So the other thing, obviously, you want to do in your yard is they have this liquid fence that you can, and it's a lot of these natural things, too. And you pour that on the edges of the yard. It's supposed to ward off the deer.
Common ticks here in Wisconsin are the wood and deer ticks.
The difference is the wood tick is more of a brown color with a light brown design on its back. The deer tick has kind of that burnt orange belly.
That's Ashley Johnson, a nurse practitioner also at Aspirus Tick-Borne Illness Center.
And then the other one, that Asian longhorn tick now does live in the North Woods. So that is a bigger dog tick, but also has brown legs.
Then there is the nymph, the most infectious and tiniest one of them all.
So as the spring goes on and the ticks that have been mating on the deer start to produce babies, and those babies get a little bigger and they start seeking out their own blood source. Those are the ones that are most likely to infect you.
And they're hard to see, so it's best to wear bright clothes to spot them.
Because it really doesn't want you to know it's there. First, it numbs the skin like a surgeon. Secondly, it gives you an antihistamine, so you don't itch right away. And the third thing it does is it gives you an anticoagulant, so you don't bleed down your leg.
For Civic Media News, I'm Brittany Merlot.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly cloudy today, but still mild, with highs making it to the mid-70s and a chance of scattered showers and storms this afternoon. Those continue through this evening, overnight, and even lingering through tomorrow, too. Now, there could be spots of sunshine, and temperatures still stay comfortable in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Mattenair on Air.
Rick Reed is here, an economics instructor.
Remember the film, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles? A driver is riding parallel to him and honking their horn saying, you're going the wrong way. And Candy and Steve Martin go, ha, 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 how do they know where we're headed? Congress and the administration are saying, this is what we're going to do for our budget. But at the end of the day, the Congressional Budget Office basically said that bill is going to create another $3.8 trillion in debt over the next 10 years.
Mattenair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome beauty queen and security expert Jenna Watkins, and then we grill pizza in the studio with Papa John's owner Danny Bim. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Your support.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. So tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? If it's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Just go to Vibrance.com/Tom to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, Vibrience.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. And welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Jerry in Kissimmee, Florida. Excuse me. Hey, Jerry, what's up?
Hey, Tom. You were talking about Rupert Murdoch, and just read a story that there was a secret meeting. J.D. Vance flew to a ranch that Murdoch's own on the bordering Idaho and Montana, mm-hmm. in these the suburb, you know, two valleys, and it's a big spread with bison, and he flew in there, and you know, what was he there for? What this, it couldn't be government business, you know.
Well, nobody's really sure. That happened last week, and there are some who are suspecting that that was where they were planning on how they're going to basically take down the blue cities. You know, how they're going to use ICE and the military, and they were just, you know, pulling together all their, but nobody knows for sure what was discussed. The waiters all signed non-disclosure agreements. The place was, you know, swept for bugs. It's a place where you spend $2,000-$3,000 a night just to have a room. It's one of the fanciest resorts in the world. It's a big question, Jerry.
Mm. And the other thing I wanted to mention to you about Florida, just a few things right quickly. I'm sure you've heard about DeSantis said basically, which is in the law now, that you can run over protesters. And then this sheriff down here, Grady Judd, had a press conference with DeSantis, and he's holding up pictures about, well, this is a protest. But this isn't a protest, and we'll meet you with force, and you're going to have a tray in the local jail. We're going to get you, you know, basically threatening people, right, if they decided to exercise their rights. And then in closing, you know, you're aware of the rounding up of people here in Florida at the construction sites, et cetera. And I want to say where I live, Tom, but I'm in a large retirement community, 5,500 plus homes. And I've been here going on 13 years, and I drove around a week ago looking for some workers to do something that I needed done with landscaping. Mm-hmm. And after 20 minutes, I found one guy with a blower, didn't speak English, found someone else working on an irrigation system. I used to drive around my community every two or three blocks, you would see landscaping guys working, mm-hmm. in our community. And I sent out an email to the landscaping company saying I had a dead palm on my palm tree in the front of my house that needs to be removed, and it looks bad, it's dead. They sent me back an email. It'll be 4 or 5 weeks before somebody comes to do it. Wow. So I got a ladder and did it myself. So that's how bad it is. We used to have hundreds of people here doing the work. We're probably down to a couple of dozen.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. There's a fellow that Louise and I know who has done work on our house. He's originally from Mexico. He actually has a green card. He's here legally now. He's got a family. He owns a house. You know, the whole bit. He has a little construction company. And Louise was talking to him a couple days ago, and he was like, you know, the difference between you and me is that I can leave this country. You got no place to go. And he says, I can go back to Mexico if I really, you know, if it gets really bad. You know, and it's like, whoa, that's a little dose of reality. So anyhow, Jerry, thanks for the story, and thanks for the report from Florida. Thank you. I got a caller here. The last four digits of your number are 7288. It says you're in Des Moines, Seattle, yeah. Washington.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying.
Hello?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Your first name?
James Sheehan. James Sheehan, Seattle, Washington.
You said James?
Yes.
Hey, James, what's on your mind today?
Well, you had a caller call in regarding, and you mentioned Fox News and indoctrinating the military, and I have a different take on it. I was one of the last Americans drafted. I graduated from high school. There was a draft. The year I graduated, they ended it. or they ended the lottery in the year after they ended the draft.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I didn't want to be drafted, I served, and some of the best people that I served with were guys that had been drafted, ended up making a career, and I felt it was kind of a melting pot, where, mm-hmm. you know, social, economic.
This is why drafts are a good thing.
I think the draft is a very good thing. I think it doesn't have to be military. There should be national service. And I think our country would be better off, politically would be better off, and the military would be stronger and safer.
I absolutely agree. You know, Charlie Rangel, who just passed away a couple of weeks ago, the congressman from Harlem, he passed away in his 90s, as I recall. Charlie used to come on this program all the time. He was a regular on our show 15 years ago. And he's a good guy. And he fought in World War II in Europe and saw combat. And his point was exactly your point, that you don't want a professional military. Professional military, you get one of two things. You either get the dregs of society, you get poor, desperate poor people who are, have no opportunity and no place to go, and so they end up in the military, which is not ideal. Or you get people who are super gung-ho and they just, military all the way. And that could be a little scary, too. And as you pointed out, James, when you have a draft, you get the actual cross-section of society, of the society that is being defended by that military. And when you have a draft, you have a military that is far less likely to participate in coups or overthrows of the government. So,
I also want people are out and they've served together. I mean, I served with guys from the South. You know, I grew mm-hmm. up in Seattle. I was, in a suburb of Seattle. I was, had a lot of white privilege without realizing it. And I was exposed to all these different people and personalities, and they were exposed to me.
Yep.
And I just think when we all got out, we were all better off.
Yeah, I agree. I think we should bring back the draft. The one caveat I would add is when I lived in Germany in the 80s, the way that they did it, and I think they've changed it now, but the way that they did it in Germany was everybody, after you graduate from high school, you have to serve for 1 year. And you have a choice. You can either go into the military or you can serve that year working at a nonprofit that is not in your town. So everybody had to basically get out of their comfort zone. And the nonprofit that I worked with in Germany, the Salem International is what it was called, in Steinach, we had, maybe a dozen young men there who were doing their draft service, because it was a community for abused kids, and also there was a hospital associated with it.
They have a national service, and I think, I don't think everyone should necessarily have to go into the military, but that would be an option, and if they want to opt out, they could certainly opt out and do some type of national service.
Yep, completely agree. James, thank you. You have a great contribution to the program. Appreciate the call. Paul in Woodinville, Washington. Hey, Paul, what's up?
I think two things that people don't understand, and this goes back to Donald Trump saying that I'm going to be the law and order president.
Mm-hmm.
The federal government doesn't have a role in law enforcement because criminal laws, as we've discussed before, 90% of all criminal law is state law.
Or
so
local.
When there's snow, they're burning cars and they're throwing rocks and throwing bottles. The only criminal laws that the federal government may enact, enforce, and defend or prosecute are laws that protect the federal government. So,
or the civil rights of individuals.
Correct. Well, and thus, when troops were sent to a central high school, right? Because that was defending the Constitution. A
correct.
Supreme Court order had been rendered, and that's right. But in general, somebody says it's a riot. Well, unless the governor of the state requests that, the federal government can't just step. I remember in 1967 in the Detroit riot, and I was there, and you were in Michigan too at the time, as I believe
mm-hmm.
you. Yeah. Governor George Romney asked President Lyndon Johnson to send federal troops. And Johnson said, I can't do that unless you're trying to tell me and you got to convince me that the government of the state of Michigan is being overthrown. And that was far from the case. And it being characterized as the biggest riot in Michigan history is kind of a laugh because it really wasn't very big. My dad took us down there during the daytime.
It's like six or eight blocks. One of the buildings that got burned down in those riots was the building that I lived in when I was a year old in Detroit.
Yeah. It was about a quarter square mile. It was about a half mile by a half. You could walk around the entire perimeter in a half an hour leisurely.
Yep.
It was mostly on 12th Street.
Yep.
And it broke out on the early wee morning hours of Sunday, July 23rd, 1967. And it had to do with the fact that in those days, the black community would hold their recreational hours late, after hours, after 2 o'clock, 2 a.m. And the Detroit police got to busting these things as flying pigs is what they were calling them, just selling alcohol without a license.
Right.
And it just got to be an irritant. And then apparently the way this broke out is it was a party for two guys who had come back from Vietnam. And they busted this party, got everybody out on the street. And the owner of the establishment actually admits to having one to throw the bottle at police cars, but my dad took us down there. It wasn't something that was out of hand. There's no way that any federal troops but the whole idea. And then the other thing that people don't understand is they think that undocumented people are not entitled to constitutional rights or due process, and nothing could be further from the truth. And you look at the Constitution, they think they don't have a right to the Constitution because they're not citizens. The Constitution is written and applies to the federal government. It's a governor on the government.
Right. No, I got it.
If you look at the Fifth Amendment,
Paul, one of the Fifth Amendment. Yeah, I'm sorry, we're hitting the break here.
Yeah. But
one little fun fact: there has never been, or at least during the '60s, during the period that you and I are talking about, all those riots that were happening all over the country, the so-called race riots. 100% of them were started by police violence. 100% of them. Every single one of them. And it seems like nobody ever talks about that. They just want to blame it on black people. Paul, thank you.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
47 minutes past the hour, Senator Padilla was arrested. He tried to call out Secretary Noem. She's holding a press conference. She's lying to the camera. He tried to point it out. If you're still tossing and turning all night and feeling edgy during the day, let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because it works. In fact, over 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD, and I'm one of them. I use their sleep gummies. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets. And it's all made with the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fillers, just premium CBD. And with over 2 million satisfied customers and a 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery really is the source to trust. So if you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns and haven't found relief, make the change like I did and millions are to CBD from CB Distillery. And for a limited time, you can save 25% off your entire purchase. Just visit CBDistillery.com and use the promo code Tom. That's CBDistillery.com, promo code THOM. CBDistillery.com. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-471-9773. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term provider at 800-471-9773. 800-471-9773. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-471-9773 or BigLou.com. That's 800-471-9773 or BigLou.com.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Warm weather is finally here, and so is wildfire smoke from Canada. Forecasters say we can expect air quality warnings to come and go and come again with no end in sight as fires blaze out of control across central and western Canada. Environmental advocates say the hazardous smoke blanketing our state just when we want to head outdoors shows no community is safe from the impacts of climate change and should be a wake-up call for policymakers. The EPA is pushing to end its popular Energy Star program that has helped families identify energy-efficient appliances and home energy upgrades for more than 30 years. A group of U.S. senators, including Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin, is calling on the EPA to keep the popular program, saying for every dollar spent on Energy Star, Americans get $350 in savings. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole body control. Safe for your pits, packages, and feet, Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. Use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. And get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for the first time for first-time customers with the code TOM at shopmando, S-H-O-P-M-A-N-D-O.com. Well, shopmando.com. Use that code
Trump
TOM.
And Musk in a Twitter war scene. One said, I bought the Senate. The other said, so I bought the man who runs your favorite show. They're punching and posting and flexing their might while the rest of us wonder who shut off the light. Democracy's wheezing in a billionaire fog as Justice Roberts walks his billionaire dog. America? Is it Bezos, Musk, or Vlad? Who bought the Constitution with a platinum Amex pad? It ain't we the people that ships in distress. It's a yacht club cage match in a democracy mess. Oh, say, can you see? We've been repossessed. They dropped a bomb called Citizens United. Now Congress is bombed.
3 minutes right past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Roosevelt in Chicago. Hey, Roosevelt, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. What I want to point out was that the psychological defense mechanism of projection such as an example, he can't be president because his birth certificate says he wasn't born in the United States. Now, when we look at the Naturalization Act of 1940, the McCarran Act of 1950, and the McCarran-Walters Act of 1952, it's made clear that the ramifications for evading the draft are a stripping of the citizenship. And without citizenship, you can't hold political office. I wonder, has anybody ever pursued that avenue as far as evading the draft? Brooks or Bones or whatever?
I had no idea, Roosevelt. I didn't know that they could strip you. I knew draft evasion was something that they could put you in jail for. I knew people who went to jail for it, and people who fled the country back in the 60s. But I didn't realize they could strip your citizenship. So if we could prove that those bone spurs were phony, and I think Craig Unger interviewed him for his book on Trump and Putin. I could be wrong, but, fact check me. But if that doctor could be found, or he's probably passed away now. In fact, he's certainly passed away now. But if there's a record of that, pulling Trump's citizenship, that's interesting. Roosevelt, I got to move along, but thank you. Thank you for that. I appreciate it. I'm going to have to do a little digging on that. Augusta in Cape Vincent, New York. Hey, Augusta, what's on your mind today?
Hi there, Tom. Listen, I've been writing to our assemblymen in the state because we need the migrant workers here to help do the dairy farms,
mm-hmm.
because New York State stands economically to great wealth because Chobani wants to put two facilities here for producing yogurt for the country,
yeah.
and he's going to need all the milk he can. I have written to the assemblymen and spoken to some of them, and they agree. They think that that's very important. And I said, but not just the green card guy. His family has to be with him because Hispanic people are very family-oriented. I have also written to several of my friends, and there is absolutely no response on their part. They they don't seem to see that this is so important.
Yeah.
This is where our economy will be. If we lose the migrant worker in New York State, our agricultural economy is dead.
Yeah, and not just New York. It's going to happen all over the country. Augusta, thank you. Thank you for the call. And thanks for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you. Stay safe, and I'll catch up with you.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Lately, it seems like the wall between church and state is under full-scale attack. In Texas, lawmakers want to post the Ten Commandments in public school classrooms and give school boards power to approve prayer sessions and Bible readings. At the federal level, a new bill just passed the House that removes Medicaid coverage for gender-affirming care, not just for youth, but everyone. And the Supreme Court? They're about to hear a case that could let religious charter schools access public funding, completely blurring the line between church and state. If this sounds extreme, that's because it is. The Freedom From Religion Foundation has been pushing back since 1978. They're on the front lines defending the Constitution, making sure public funds, public schools, and public policy stay secular. If you believe in facts over faith-based legislation, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/freedom or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 and become a member today. Join us and go to ffrf.us/freedom or text Hartman to 511-511 to support their work, because when religion starts driving public policy,
Matt Nair on air.
State Representative Christian Phelps.
As somebody who's in my first term in the legislature, one of the striking things is how seldom the majority party speaks with us. I don't know how many of my colleagues personally feel LGBTQ people don't deserve freedom, but that's kind of irrelevant at the end of the day. They've already spent a number of days attacking trans people because those are days they don't have to spend defending their very unpopular economic agenda.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The
Todd Albaugh Show.
State Senator Kelda Royce.
The vast majority of people on Medicaid are already working, and it is Medicaid that makes it possible for them to work. People who are disabled or have chronic illnesses and without that health care, they would be out of the workforce. They would have no ability to participate in the economy, and now they can. Medicaid is one of the greatest workforce programs this country has ever built, and they are trying to dismantle it, and with it, they're going to take people's lives and economic security.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Talks between the U.S. and Iran set to take place in the coming days. President Trump at the White House acknowledged Israel could take military action against Iranian targets, but did not say it was imminent. The president calling for U.S. personnel to leave the region. Here's ABC's Karen Travers.
President Trump said the decision was made to move out American personnel from parts of the Middle East amid escalating tensions with Israel and Iran.
There's a chance of massive conflict. We have a lot of American people in this area, and I said, we got to tell them to get out because something could happen soon.
Non-essential staff have been ordered to leave the U.S. embassy in Baghdad, and the Pentagon has authorized the voluntary departure of military dependents from locations across the Middle East.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem defending the president's decision to send the National Guard and Marines to Los Angeles after a week of protests over immigration raids. Noem says many officers have been assaulted in the final days of those protests. This is ABC News.